Chapter 23. The Holdfast family had a long history of aligning themselves with royalty and criminals alike. In some historical situations, they were one and the same. In recent times, the vast wealth of the Holdfast clan had grown significantly on account of the dubious entrepreneurial actions of Horatio Holdfast. As a young man in Michigan in the late 1800s, Horatio had developed a form of communication unlike anything seen before. A system that he called Hermes, based on Edison's telegraph network. What made Horatio's system unique was that it allowed a split-second difference between delivery time and reception time, giving receivers an unprecedented advantage over everyone else when it came to getting information. More importantly, the information had to be delivered to people who were capable of acting on it. There were several economic crashes and collapses in the U.S. securities markets from the end of the Civil War to the dawn of the Depression. Holdfast's Hermes messenger service was used by a small handful of Gilded Age robber barons who made billions of dollars from insider information. Long before it was given that label by the Securities and Exchange Commission in 1988. By using Hermes, the barons eliminated all the guesswork with trading. They implemented trades several seconds, sometimes minutes, prior to other market leaders, and profited from the movement of the market before anyone else could record it. It has long been said that if you control information, you control the people. The Holdfast clan became obsessed with controlling anything that created what was commonly perceived as information. Newspapers, magazines, radio, television, and eventually the internet all became the modes of amplifying the family's sense of entitlement and their twisted view of the world. His father, Harper Holdfast, continued to expand the Holdfast empire during World War II. There had been many rumors about the Harpers' involvement with the Axis members, particularly with respect to aiding the Nazis in the development of their propaganda movies and communication. Even in the build-up before America joined the war, Holdfast media actively spread lies about those who wanted to get involved and try to prevent the fascists from taking over Europe. Through the 1930s, the Holdfast organization had been suspected of funneling cash to America First campaigns, although once war was declared, they put everything they had in supporting the war effort, including funding cute films that warned the West about Adolf and his stormtroopers. Hector's rise to the top of the family organization wasn't an easy ride. Like many third-generation children, Hector didn't work or play as hard as others. He wasn't competitive at first and took things for granted. He started university, but dropped out within the first year, citing boredom and his instructor's lack of talent. He seemed rather aimless in life until his parents died abruptly when he was just 20 years old. The shock and intensity of the situation made him realize that he'd have to make many changes in his approach to life. As a single child, his inheritance of the entire Holdfast empire helped spur him to his next stage in life. Within a few years, he had invested in several new computer software and hardware companies, making him one of the first true venture capitalists for Silicon Valley. He rapidly expanded his media influence, but also used a significant amount of cash to keep the bureaucratic wheels greased in his favor. Through his companies, Holdfast had gained a massive influence on the public, on politicians, and on royalty, as well as on crime bosses, drug lords, and human trafficking rings. Holdfast developed a penchant for unscrupulous behavior in order to gain more power and money. He became known for using blackmail, extortion, and bribery to get his way. He also had no qualms about using his media outlets to spread lies and propaganda in order to influence public opinion. In addition, Holdfast was known to take advantage of vulnerable populations, such as the elderly and young children, using his social media platforms. What people believed was private, confidential information was in fact being sold off to the highest bidder, for God only knows what intent. With his wealth and influence, Holdfast managed to gain control of the majority of the world's most important surveillance platforms. His companies became involved in everything from facial recognition software to artificial intelligence systems, giving him access to another vast amount of data, which he now frequently used to his advantage. Most of his assets and media empire were now purposefully intertwined with a new venture that he funded called Gaia, an artificial intelligence platform. Through Gaia, Holdfast was able to manipulate people and events in order to further his own interests. Gaia was constantly monitoring everything from news stories to social media posts, allowing Holdfast's messy definition of reality to spread at an unprecedented rate. From mandatory press releases that publicly traded companies must issue, resulting in wild variations in stock price, to product recalls and other negative news that might affect the general stability of a person, company, or country. Holdfast was always able to stay a couple of steps ahead of the general public, profiting along the way through an array of programmed trading and market manipulation that only a few people in the world could access. His parents would be so proud. Competitors didn't stand a chance. Stories would leak about one leader's penchant for child pornography. Another might tell of someone's affair with a government bureaucrat who was a key decision maker with new contracts. Pictures were manipulated, videos were doctored, and the truth became such a massive blur that even the most intense microscope wasn't able to detect the DNA of Holdfast's influence. Gaia was available for public use, but there were strict limitations imposed on its output and range of control. Only Hector Holdfast and a small group of extremely well-paid engineers had complete oversight of the platform. Or so they thought.